Bam, and we're getting right back into another episode. It's a beautiful Wednesday. My name is Kino. I would just like to talk a little bit about rapping. If this happens to be your genre of music, you've come to the right place. I absolutely love rapping. It's what I came up on, and I myself actually maybe am a rapper myself. If you want to go is that far to say that I've always been intrigued by rapping. I love the art of putting words together, metaphors, rhyming, syllables. I love the art of that, and I over some type of instrumental or some instruments, a beat, whatever it might be. I just love the art of rap. I personally started rapping and was influenced by some of the big guys that I was listening to back in the day. Back in 2012 is when I started, I guess, my rap career. And mind you, let me kind of make this clear too. As a rapper, I never inspired or, had dreams of becoming a big name rapper. It was more of the love for rap, and I wanted to do it too. I've never said, "Hey, I want to, be a big name rapper, make a bunch of money from it." It's always just been one of those things that it's just a fun hobby of mine. Some people's hobby might be, art, painting art or photography or cooking, or somebody's hobby might be one of those things, and they don't strive to hearsay make it or make big money off of it or something along the lines of that. They just like to do this, the art, the hobby that they're into, because it gives them joy. So rap's always been something that gives me joy. That's why I started doing it back in 2012, and it was almost like an outlet and a therapeutic outlet for me to just kind of get some things off my chest. I've always been one to, tell the truth in my raps and never lie and never, just fabricate a story or just always give my my ideas and just get some things off my chest and get some things out of my head. And that's kind of what rap's always been for me. So background, started up in 2012, and then after that I kind of just left it alone and didn't really make any music, but I continued to write music and write lyrics and songs in my phone. And then if I were to be at a party or a get together or hang out, and somebody sparked up a cipher, this is where people freestyle, whether it was a battle or just some friends hanging out and freestyling, whatever it might be, I still indulged in such activities. But then I would say 2019, and I had always been thinking about getting back into it and actually making some complete songs, but 2019 came around. I was on Instagram and this thing called Rap Chat. I believe I did an episode on it previously in the past and kind of gave the general scope of it. But I was scrolling through Instagram and seeing it was like, "Hey, you can make a rap song with just your phone. It's this easy, blah blah blah. Hit record, make your song." Kind of just as easy as Anchor is to make a podcast. Hit record, boom, you're on the airwaves. And so I was like, okay, so you're saying I can simply do it as easy as just hitting record and making a song? They've got the beat, they provide the beat. You can do five different tracks, you can do a couple different voice changes, and you can, cut and edit your, you can make a song, So I proceeded to download it, plugged in my Xbox headset, kind of funny, right? And made 20 songs. I wrote them very quickly. One thing about me when it comes to writing, because it's from the heart, I can write very quickly. It doesn't take much. Once I hear a beat, I can write a song within, hook, verse, idea, concept within a matter of, 30 minutes to an hour. It's quite quick. And so, I did that, and I was like, man, I'm really enjoying getting back into rap and making these songs, and I really enjoyed myself. I found love in it. So I was like, you know what, let's do this a little bit bigger, okay? So I proceeded to get a bunch of studio equipment, and I actually, one of the rooms in my apartment built a studio, and it was pretty overwhelming when it comes to the sense of, wow, I just built a studio. But also I was very happy, and I was inspired. And so I then proceeded to make, I would say, somewhere around 50 songs last year, 50 to 60 songs total. I ended up releasing a song on my birthday, just letting people know, like, hey, here's what's, in front of me when it comes to this rapping thing. And then I also released two mixtapes, one titled Setting Standards, the other titled Clarity. And then I released some other songs after that with different artists throughout the community. And I went by the name, and I've always gone by the name, Trav Lincoln. Travlinkin. Again, that's Travlinkin. I will have it, posted in the episode name as well. And the best place to find my music, I would say, as a collective, is a place called BandLab, BandLab.com. It's like basically a Facebook for music. And all types of genres can get into it. And you have people that make the actual beats, the sounds, and then you have people that are doing, verses and hooks and, singing and rapping and such other things. And so it's just a really cool community. On there, you can find my profile, and you'll go over to collections, and you'll see that that'll be the collection of songs that I made all last year. If you want to find my Rap Chat songs, you just go to rapchat.me, I believe, or you get the app RapChat. And BandLab is also an app on your phone that you can get for Android or iOS. And so, I just really loved music, and I was able to release a lot of music last year. One thing that I also do have, in my archives, and or maybe you could even call it inventory, is probably literally upwards of 300 completed songs written, ready to go. They just need to be recorded and put out there to the world in my phone. I have those in my phone. Written and completed songs are just not yet recorded. So, I released quite a few songs, but then also have so many songs in the inventory that I did not ever release. But in the future I might release them, I might record them. Or I'll just probably make a set of new ones. But it's just something, one of those things that I'm not trying to make it in rap, because it seems like you can, one of the big stigmas about rap, I feel like, is once you say, hey, I rap, or I'm a rapper, the initial thought somebody gets is, oh, this guy's trying to make it in rap and be the next, whoever, right? But it's weird how the people, kind of stamp that on there, because if you look at maybe somebody who plays the piano, or somebody who plays the guitar or the keyboard or something like that, they might just do that as a hobby, right? And nobody says, oh, are you trying to make it big time? People will accept the fact that, oh, you play the guitar in your free time, you know what I mean? But if you tell somebody you rap, it's instantly they have this notion that you're trying to make it in rap. And so I always like to throw that out there. I just like to rap, it's just something I like to do. So whenever I'm in the mood is when I'm in the is when I'm in the mood, and I'll, maybe write a song or record a song, and it's just kind of like one of those things. So if you're still listening, and I truly appreciate you listening to this whole episode and just kind of getting my thoughts, opinions, and ideas about rapping out there. And it's also always been something near and dear to my heart. When it comes to rapping, I like to go into this, different persona, personality of myself. I am a Gemini, so I have multiple personalities. And so I like to just, like, embody this true character of mine. It's a personality of mine, and his name is Trav Lincoln. And I'm very, confident and cocky, and I like to spar and show how I can use my words and put them together and make different sounds, and try to take you through, waves and vibes and settings, and just, try to give you feelings through this personality that I embody when I do rap, and when I do take on the form of Trav Lincoln. And so if you would ever want to check out my music, please do. Actually, the trailer and, like, the intro, whatever you want to call it, on my podcast here, Kino, is actually a clip from one of my songs called Somebody off of my first mixtape. So that's a cool little tidbit, but I'll probably talk about this more. I don't want to make this episode too long, but that's a little bit of background about me rapping. And I just love the art of using words in a very cool manner, and just expressing thoughts and really being able to get some things off my chest, and that's kind of how that goes. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will see you on the next one. Again, the title will include my rap name, TRAVLINKIN, Trav Lincoln. Let me know your thoughts and opinion on my music. If you do happen to check it out on bandlab.com, that's the best place to check it out. You'll see the collection of my four different projects. And if you would ever like to collaborate on music in the future, or whenever you would like to do that, please let me know. And I would definitely be more than happy to do that. So thank you for listening to this episode. As always, I'll see you on the next one. Peace.